Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the common theme of today's readings is transformation. The readings invite us to work with assistance of the Holy Spirit to transform our lives by renewing them during Lent, and to radiate the glory and grace of the transfigured Lord, which we have received to all around us by our Spirit-filled lives. The first reading describes the transformation of a pagan patriarch into a believer in the one God. His name will be transformed from Abram to Abraham, and his small family into a great nation. All Abram has to do is to obey the God's command, and he does so. The second reading, taken from St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, explains the type of Lenten transformation expected from each one of us. We are transformed when we recognize the hand of a loving, providing, and disciplining God behind all our hardships, pain, and suffering, and try our best to grow in holiness by cooperating with the grace of God given to us through Jesus and his gospel. In the transfiguration story in today's gospel, Jesus is revealed as a glorious figure superior to Moses and Elijah. On the mountain, Jesus is identified by the heavenly voice as the Son of God. Thus, the transfiguration narrative is a Christophany, that is, a manifestation or revelation of who Jesus really is. Describing Jesus' transfiguration, the gospel gives us a glimpse of the heavenly glory awaiting those who do God's will by putting their trusting faith in him. There is a story about Lenten penance. Once a dad was trying to explain to his 10-year-old son about Lent. At one point, the dad said, "You ought to give up something for Lent, something you will really miss, for example, like candy." The boy thought for a moment and asked, "Dad, what are you giving up for Lent?" "I am giving up liquor," the dad replied. The boy protested, "But before dinner, you were drinking something." "Yes, but that was only sherry," said the dad. "I gave up hard liquor." To which the boy replied, "Well then, Dad, I think I will give up hard candy." Difference, the life messages that we are invited to follow, the transubstantiation in the Holy Mass is the source of our strength. In each Holy Mass, our offering of bread and wine becomes the body and blood of Jesus, under the appearances of bread and wine. Hence, just as the transfiguration of Jesus strengthened the apostles in their time of trial, each holy mass should be our source of heavenly strength against our own temptations and a source for the renewal of our lives during Lent. In addition, communion with Jesus in prayer, especially in the Eucharist, should be a source of daily transformation of both of our minds and hearts, enabling us to see Jesus in every one of our brothers and sisters with whom we come in contact each day. Each sacrament we receive transforms us. Baptism, for example, transforms us into sons and daughters of God and heirs of heaven. Confirmation makes us the temples of the Holy Spirit. By the sacrament of reconciliation, God brings back the sinner to the path of holiness. By receiving in faith the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, we are spiritually and sometimes physically healed and our sins are forgiven. It is also a message of hope and encouragement. In moments of doubt, pain and suffering, disappointment and despair, we need mountaintop experiences to reach out to God and listen to His consoling words. "This is my beloved son, daughter, in whom I am well pleased." Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.